Yes.
Ready to get this show on the road. All right, good afternoon, everybody. This is the Wednesday, December 14th, afternoon session of the Portland City Council. We are now in session. Carla, please call the roll.
Udaly, Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Wheeler.
Here. First item, please, 1351.
Accept the Oregon Sports Authority's annual report on national and international sports marketing activities and event recruiting services.
Colleagues, there is no council action required on this. This is a report. It's the annual report from the Oregon Sports Authority on their efforts and their accomplishments last year to help build the Portland economy through sports, sports events, and increase national and international attention on our city and our state. We're also going to hear about the exciting things that they're working on for this year as well. This is the OSA's first presentation of an annual report to the Portland City Council, and gentlemen, we're honored to have you here today. An annual report was included in the 2016 agreement with the OSA that also increased the city's support for the organization. And I, for one, am looking forward to this report. I had the honor of serving on the board of the Oregon Sports Authority many years ago, and it was a dynamic and growing organization at the time, and they've only made things all the better since then. We're joined today by Doug Oblitz, who is the board president, and, of course, Drew Mihalik, who's the executive director. Doug, I understand you're going to kick things off for us today, but if you all want to come on up and introduce yourselves for the record. And Drew, I understand this is the last time you're going to be presenting a report to...
This is my last report here, but not done working for the city. Report.
Very good. And if you could introduce your colleagues as well, I'd appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor? You thought you got rid of me, but I'm back.
Not a chance.
City Commissioners, it's great to be back in front of the City Council. As you mentioned, Mr. Mayor, I'm the President of the Board of Directors of the Oregon Sports Authority. And the Oregon Sports Authority is a nonprofit organization that works to augment the economy and quality of life for Portlanders and Oregonians through sports development. Effectively, we are the Chamber of Commerce for Sports in Oregon. So I'm joined today by Drew Mihalik and Kate, who will... one of our staff members that Drew's going to introduce again later on, and I have another introduction in a few minutes that I'd like to make. But I want to just make a few comments to introduce Drew's part of this. We've had a terrific partnership with the City of Portland that has allowed us to make Portland a nationally and internationally renowned sports destination by securing events, sports conventions, franchises that have generated over $300 million dollars in economic impact since our inception 25 years ago. You are about to hear a stellar report from Drew covering our partnership over the last year, which has been made possible by our partnership and cooperation with the City of Portland. But I wanted to make a couple of quick personal notes before I turn it over to Drew. And first of all, I want to talk about something that's near and dear to me, which is a program called the Tracktown Youth League. It's something that I helped found with the Oregon Sports Authority and Tracktown USA 5 years ago. It is free middle school track meets that are held around the state that culminates in a championship meet at Hayward Field every year. Last year, we were in 14 cities around the state, including Portland, but also in places like Hermiston and underserved communities. And we gave kids the chance to run in a track meet and the chance to qualify to come to the mecca of track and field, Hayward Field, where they are treated every year to a meet of their own that's conducted as part of a championship meet. Last year, the NCAAs, the year before, the Olympic trials, the year before that, the World Junior Championships. And they get the full championship treatment, the video board, the championship timing, the iconic voice of Paul Swigert. And it is an unbelievable event that gets better and better and better every year. This year, or in 2018, we expect to expand to two or three additional cities, including we'll be part of the Grand Ronde. We'll be on the Grand Ronde reservation next year. We haven't announced that publicly, but that's something that I guess I just announced. And we couldn't do this without Providence Health and Services, which has been one of our terrific sponsors. But that's a program that has really, really showcased the efforts by the Oregon Sports Authority and the Oregon Sports Authority Foundation to impact the youth of our state and our community and to help encourage healthy lifestyles, which is a big part of our mission. Secondly, I did want to introduce Jim Etzel, who is behind us here. And Jim was just named the new executive director and CEO of the Oregon Sports Authority at our board meeting on Tuesday night after an extensive selection process. We are absolutely thrilled to have Jim take over for Drew and his large shoes that need to be filled. Jim is a Portland native, a U of P graduate, and has 3 decades of sports business experience. He previously served on the OSA Board of Directors and founded led the Etzel Agency, which is a live event agency that produces major sporting events, including the U.S. Olympic Track and Field Trials, the IAAF World Indoor Track and Field Championships, Major League Soccer All-Star Game, and the College Football Playoff. Jim's depth of knowledge and extensive connections in sports in the sports industry, combined with his deep local connections and strong relationships in the Oregon corporate community, set him apart as a candidate, and we're absolutely thrilled to have him. Of course, this means that Drew will be ending his 22-year run as our director and CEO. Drew is a fixture, as you know, on the local sports scene. He's been the go-to guy for the city council on all sports-related matters. And the fundamental success of the Oregon Sports Authority really is because of Drew's involvement with the agency over 2 decades or more. We wish Drew the very best. He will be working with Jim during the first part of next year on the transition, and then he's off to be a teacher, writer, and who knows?
That's right.
But we really thank Drew for all his work over these last 2 decades. Finally, I wanted to not miss the opportunity to thank the City Council for its support of the Oregon Sports Authority, and we look forward to making our first annual report truly an annual report. We'll be back in coming years to report on our progress. And I also wanted to give a shout-out to our City Program Manager, Susan Hartnett, who has been working very, very closely with us to advance our program and sits on our board. So thank you, and with that, I'm going to turn it over to Drew. Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Doug. Mayor Wheeler, Commissioner Fritz, and Commissioner Fish. My pleasure to be here and give this report, and I echo the remarks of Doug on our gratitude for the partnership with the City of Portland. I also echo his remarks about Jim Etzel. I couldn't have handpicked a better candidate myself to take the baton, so thank you very much for that. Here is our report on some of the major events that we were involved with in the last 12 months for the benefit of the City of Portland and our community. The first one is the 2016 World Roller Derby Championships. We held this, and please note, it was at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. We tend to have a lot of our key events at the VMC, and this was one where we had 300 roller derby champions coming last winter with an economic impact of $1.2 million, and it was a legitimate world championship, and we made great connections with the local roller derby community, and we foresee another world championship down the road. Secondly, I'm actually really proud of this one. I went to Columbus and with our LBGT community bid for the Gay Softball World Series, and we won that bid. And we brought 4,000 softball players to our city. And you may chuckle a little bit that because of the hurricanes in Florida, some of those softball players stayed an extra week because they couldn't fly back to Florida. But it was a terrific event with 4,000 people coming here and, frankly, attending our hotels, our restaurants, and just a terrific event with a $4 million economic impact. And I think we've established ourselves well with that community to welcome them back in the future as well.
This one may also make you chuckle a little bit because we held and helped the World Footbag Championship, which is Hacky Sack. It was at the Oregon Convention Center. And one thing you may not know is that the inventor of Hacky Sack is actually right from this area, and which is frankly why the event was held here. But once again, it's using the Oregon Convention Center. It's using our Portland hotels. It had over 1 million unique internet viewers and well over $100,000 economic impact.
I'm just looking at the photograph here, and I am chuckling. And the reason I'm chuckling is I'm thinking, what a great cocktail party conversation.
I am a hacky sack world foot bag referee. And yeah. So I'm just looking at the guy on the chair going, what kind of training did he have?
You know, you got to be extremely coordinated and understand the intricacies of the sport. But, you know, everybody knows what hacky sack is, but
sure.
Who knew they had a world championship?
That's
but,
great.
But it was here in our own convention center.
Well, the other thing that occurs to me on that, back in England, they had a competition called Spot the Ball, where they'd show a photograph of a soccer game and you wrote in saying, put an X where you thought the ball was going to be because they're taking it out. And that would be a really good one to take the hacky sack ball out and
absolutely
have a similar competition to see whether people would be close or not.
So another one, and this is one of my favorites, is the Little League Softball World Series. It's held yearly at Alpen Rose. And I should tell you, there are cities that are always trying to steal that event from the city of Portland. This is on ESPN. It's got great coverage, and it shows Portland extremely well because, frankly, it's during the summer when we are looking better than any other city in the country. But, you know, we get 10 teams that come from each section or each region of our nation, plus we get a European representative, a South American representative, an African representative, and an Asian representative, and a Canadian representative. And so it really is an international Little League Softball World Series that's just great. And really, the Cadenhoff family out at Alpen Rose is very generous.
So, Drew, knowing that there's other cities all around the world who would like to host the Little League Softball World Series for girls, what keeps it here? What are some of the points that make it so that the Little League Softball World Series chooses Portland over?
Well, we try to make it as attractive as possible with the headquarters hotel that we actually, you know, place them at University Place in downtown Portland. We give them the signage and the notoriety, the banners. The Cadenhoffs give them a pristine field that they cover a lot of the costs for that themselves. And it's just a terrific venue where nobody charges for parking. I think the snow cones are $1 a piece. It's got a great crowd following that people come, even when they don't have children, playing in the World Series to give it the kind of atmosphere that is present in Williamsport, Pennsylvania for the Little League World Series. And I think we've generated a momentum and a relationship with their headquarters in Williamsport that they really have confidence to continue to come back. And the way we do business, and we play a supportive mechanism in this, is we try to make sure there's never a reason for them to change their mind on their selection of Portland. And we always try to find reasons for them to say, wow, you know, we got treated really nicely. You know, they really do appreciate, our selection of Portland. So it's a great event for us.
Awesome. Yeah.
Has a Portland team ever won it or an Oregon team won it?
Not recently, but we do have a representative. But I'll tell you, those teams in Texas are pretty tough to beat. They're draw from a lot more young girl athletes. Yeah. This is one, Mayor Wheeler, that you actually presided at a recent press conference. This is one that we've played another supporting role. This was one that I didn't think really would come to Portland. It was a long shot, but sometimes long shots work. And now there will be a major IndyCar racing event that's coming Labor Day. They're projecting over a $12 million economic impact. You know, we did our small part in facilitating the recruitment of it, and we're still helping them right now. And we think that this will be attended by people from all over the Northwest and really the whole Western region. You know, there are huge auto racing fans in this country, and we've been without a major race like this for well over a decade. And so we're expecting big things, and I believe there's a 3-year contract in place for this, which will give it a chance to really get its roots going and really be successful over Labor Day, which is the perfect weekend when we want our hotels filled up that normally wouldn't be. So it's another great event.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you. Proud to be a part of. So now this is really for the next reporting period, but because it happened so recently, the Phil Knight 80 Invitational Basketball Tournament, once again, we're the only city in the country that could accommodate this, having the Moda Center and the VMC next to each other, having 24 games, 3 days. 82.2 million people reached worldwide. We'll have the economic impact next year. I expect it's going to be an overwhelming economic impact. And it got huge reviews, and the games were terribly exciting. And we couldn't be more proud to be a part of that. This last weekend, we were part of helping to host the U.S. Fencing North American Cup. We had 9 Olympians fencing, 2,000 participants, 2,000 fencers, well over a $2 million economic impact. And coming up in February, once again, in the VMC, Veterans Memorial Coliseum, we'll have 5,000 skaters, coaches, and families and fans competing for the U.S. Synchronized Skating Championships. Well over a $2 million economic impact, and one of the most entertaining things you'll ever see in Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Bids for future events. We were the only city that actually won 3 NCAA bids for basketball, 2 women's regionals coming up in 2019 and 20. Those will be held at the Moda Center, and a men's first and second round also to be held at the Moda Center. We feel very proud. Our partner with that is Oregon State, the Rose Quarter, and Travel Portland. Currently bidding for the National Association of Sports Commissions Symposium. This is a huge convention with over 1,000 attendees. This is one of the first bids we're making with the new headquarters hotel and the Oregon Convention Center. We're optimistic on that. Other activities, I am very delighted to be on the Oversight Committee along with Susan Hartnett for design and construction of what is going to be a spectacular 4,000-seat expansion so that, you know, Commissioner Nick Fish can really even enjoy the soccer games even more than he normally does. And I know, Commissioner Fritz, you're a soccer fan as well.
What, you don't think I will enjoy the soccer games
more? Well, I've seen you with your family, and I've seen you enjoying it with the Timber scarves and everything as well.
Yeah, we love the Timbers, and we're Thorns
fans, too.
Of course,
absolutely. This will look absolutely spectacular from both the inside and the outside, and I know the city's a partner in this, and we couldn't be more excited to be a part of it. And lastly, there is a small local group that has tremendous credentials that's pursuing Major League Baseball for Portland. We have helped guide them, and they recently, their work has resulted in the commissioner of Major League Baseball saying that Portland is on their radar for expansion. This is a long-term proposition, but Portland at some point, we have the demographics already to justify Major League Baseball. It's only a question of time when Major League Baseball decides whether they're going to announce an expansion, and when they do, I believe we'll be ready.
And given what you've just said about the importance of the Moda Center and the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, I'm sure you've told them that the Coliseum is off limits for
absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to clarify.
Okay. Yeah. And then this last slide may actually be my favorite because Mayor Wheeler, it addresses something that you just wrote about, the problem of homelessness. And you mentioned that it's not an issue easily tackled, but it's multifaceted in terms of its solutions. Well, as a small sports authority, we're playing a small part. We're partnering with Street Soccer USA to identify homeless youth or kids who are likely to be homeless, and introduce soccer to them. We're doing this in East Portland and other places. And this is really to get them into a sport where they feel valued, they develop friendships, and they feel more part of the community. And it really is something in our small way to address a problem that I know that is something that is very important to the city, and hopefully it yields great results. I mean, it's a very rewarding program, and we're just really getting started. We got started on it this year, and we hope that it blossoms.
Have you been in contact with the Parks for New Portlanders folks?
Yes. Yes, we will be.
Well, yeah, I mean, because that started with refugees in refugee camps playing soccer as the one thing that they could do to have fun. And okay. So it really would...
It seems like it would fit perfectly.
Exactly, yes. And certainly anything that my staff can do to help with this would be happy to do.
Okay.
So.
Okay, great. That's a great input. And so thank you for that, Commissioner Fritz. So the summary is that... Obviously, there's a terrific partnership we have with the City of Portland and with Susan, the City Program Manager. If you added up all the actual and projected economic impact we've had over the last year, it's about $30 million. And we have become nationally and internationally renowned as a sports destination. And I want to make sure that the three of you and our missing commissioners feel that the success that we're kind of bragging about is really our mutual success, because it wouldn't be possible without the partnerships that we've had with you, because you know, I've learned that no one entity can do it all on their own. It's a team, and you've been great team players. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner Fish.
So when we accept the report, we'll get to say some embarrassing things about you, Drew. But I wanted to ask you a few things off the off the report. Will we see grass at Providence Park in my lifetime?
I would hope so. I think to the extent, I mean, as you know, they are offering the state-of-the-art turf that's better than any turf in the world, and they make sure that that is the case every other year. To the extent that engineering can come up with a grass that'll grow in the shadows of the stadium and maintain durability for the use, you know, I think there's the possibility is that. I think that the chief concern right now is that it is a community field, and grass
that would have to be up for
right. And I'm not sure that's what they're interested in sacrificing. But I know I have ultimate faith that the Timbers will do the right thing for what's possible.
So, you have your crystal ball.
Okay.
In the next 10 years, is it more likely we'll have a baseball team, a football team, or a hockey team?
Well,
based on just reading the tea leaves.
No, sure. The easiest of those is an NHL team.
Because we
have the venue that's really ready to go.
And why
right
did
now.
Seattle just ace us out for a team?
No, I don't think that's the case. No matter what they do with Key Arena, it's not a better venue than what we have right now for hockey at Moda Center. Major League Baseball and the NFL are certainly in the cards. We've got another group that's interested in the NFL. I believe that if and the Major League Baseball commissioner is actually a classmate of mine, and I know that he'll want to have a legacy of expanding the league by at least two teams. If he does that, I've got to believe that Portland will be one of those two teams.
Two other questions. First of all, a comment just to you and to Susan and everyone who was involved in Phil Knight and PK80.
Yes.
How exciting.
It was terrific.
I watched most of the games on TV. They were fantastic. The quality of the games, the drama. Mm-hmm. Who knew Duke was so great? I mean, it was fantastic. And here's the other thing. I didn't go to any of the games live, but I ran into fans everywhere in Portland. Wherever I turned, there were people. And I knew they were fans because they were all wearing their college colors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, downtown was packed. And just, you know, the idea about leveraging Nike and Mr. Knight's, you know, presence here for an event like that was extraordinary. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. And it was and we were a small part of that as well. But it was a great way to honor a legend that's been very generous, Phil Knight, to this community. 118,000 people showed up at the games. And the games themselves wound up with the number one and number two team winning in the nation. And we couldn't be more pleased. The Rose Quarter did a fabulous job. I mentioned at our board meeting last night with the Blazers and Chris Oxley that was as hard or harder than running the Olympics basketball tournament, because you had 24 games in two different venues within 3 days. I mean, it was just up running, and there were no hitches. And it all worked fabulously. And the most common comment that I'm getting right now is, when can we do it again? And so who
well,
knows
when does he turn 160? I don't know. He was playing. The other thing is, I want to just put something on your radar and on Doug's radar and on Jim's radar. You know, in 2020, Tokyo is going to have the Olympics.
Yes.
And there's already talk of how can we in Oregon leverage the relationship that we have with Japan, because obviously we're a prime destination of Japanese tourists. And the mayor and I both had visits from one of the mayors of a city that's within Tokyo, and he's the mayor of the city that has all the colleges and universities. And they've talked about doing some exchange, where maybe we send some culture over there, they send something back, and we kind of do a plan. But I, given what we learned with the Major League All-Star Game, where we started planning over a year before the event, I think it's not too soon to start thinking, how can we capitalize on Tokyo 2020? And in particular, how can we go beyond sports and think about art and culture? So I ask that you put that on your radar, and that we start early on convening some meetings to talk about how do we really capitalize on this.
Right, and as I recall, you were a major part of the committee for that MLS game, All-Star game, years before it came. And you saw the results, that it was a terrific event. And I think you're right on the mark to think that we might have a chance to partner with that 2020 Olympics and do some exchanges. So great idea.
Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, unless you had any other questions, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to accept the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll, Carla.
Fritz. Well, thank you for taking the time to come and do the report, and thanks to Susan Hartnett, who was probably her idea to make sure that was to be a condition of our new relationship. Sports is obviously not the biggest challenge facing our city today. It's maybe not even the biggest opportunity. What it is, though, is the great leveler and something. To play soccer, all you need is two sets of sweaters for the goalposts and a ball. And people don't have to be able to speak the language in order to be good to be the best at that. So that's one of the reasons that I have been a lifelong sports fan is another being that when I'm watching a game, I'm not thinking about the rest of the problems that are my job to take care of or are facing other people. And I think for all of us, having that space is really important. And then as a city commissioner, as you've pointed out, the economic impact of all these people coming to Oregon, coming to Portland, spending their money in the restaurants is fabulous. And that is, when people say, well, we shouldn't be wasting time on that, well, we're investing money to get that economic benefit and those jobs. So thank you very much for the work that you do. Thank you for your ongoing volunteering. Mayor Wheeler said yesterday that he always respected Mayor Vera Katz and also always thought of her as Jesse's mother because they went to school together. I will always think of you as Joey's dad.
Oh, thank you.
Joey and my son played football on the PIL winning football team at Wilson High School. And that's another of the great things I like about sports and about Portland is that people are not in one category. We see each other in right. other places. I'm also mindful that I've seen you in a lot of places that I was not expecting to see you at. And the one that comes to mind is when we were successful in getting the African-American leaders to play golf, their golf tournament here. And that was when a group that the fact that it was 100 degrees when they were here, they were from the South and they were quite used to that. And they probably appreciated the breeze. So thank you for all that you've done. I look forward to seeing what's next in your career. Aye.
Fish?
Well, first of all, thank you for this annual report, and we look forward to celebrating these achievements every year. Doug, thank you for all the time that you've volunteered to make these things happen. I've been involved in a number of complicated things in the city, and I've often wondered if there wasn't someone from Shields Oblitz at the table, would we have gotten there? And really appreciate your contribution, really, to the overall civic pride and your volunteers. volunteerism. So thank you. Jim, welcome to the new job. It's a great relief to me to hear that you're a UP graduate. So we got the grass field thing solved easily. They figured it out. We can figure it out. And to my friend Drew, you know, we could spend all afternoon telling stories. I think Drew is the only professional football player I ever met and knew personally. Over the last 9 years of my service on the council and Amanda's service on the council, you've been the singular cheerleader for sports. You once said something to me that I've never forgotten when I asked you, you know, what's our strength in sports in Oregon? And you said, one of the challenges is we're so good in so many areas that it's hard to brand Oregon. And you went on to explain that, you know, we're a world-class destination for golf. We're a world-class destination for track and field. You went through all the areas where we're great. And so how do you establish an identity when there's so many things we do well? Well, the fact is you've been a tremendous leader at the helm of the Oregon Sports Authority, and you've been a great colleague of everyone who sits up here, and I just want to personally thank you for all your great work. And, you know, up until now, we had to pay you to do this job. Now the fact that we can recruit you to do this as a volunteer is unbelievable. But I
count on me.
Thank you for your service, and thank you for making Portland a better place. You've had a unique impact on our city, and we're grateful for that. Hi.
Wheeler.
Drew, I will miss you in this capacity. You've had a good run, and you've had a long run. I know this isn't the end by any stretch of the imagination. I know you're going to be actively involved.
Yes.
I want to reiterate again that I appreciated serving on your board, even though it was only briefly. That gave me a keen appreciation for what it is that you do. Number one, you are opportunistic, and you see sports as an opportunity for economic prosperity for the community. I appreciate that you're always looking at opportunities for access as well. And I think the program that you mentioned that tries to engage homeless or potentially homeless youth in sports as an opportunity to bring them in and help them feel appreciated and loved and part of a bigger community, I think speaks volumes not only about the mission of the Oregon Sports Authority, but about you and your leadership personally. Access has always been fundamental. And third and finally, I want to thank the Oregon Sports Authority for not always chasing the brightest and the shiniest object when it comes to pursuing sports opportunities for our community. And I was smiling as I was looking at some of these, you don't call it hacky sack. I'm sorry, what is it now called?
Footbagging.
There's a story there that I'm sure you'll share with me over a beer at a later date. But I think it's great that we find opportunities for sports that maybe aren't as broadly seen in combination with those that are, like the PK80 opportunities. And remembering that not everybody participates in football or basketball or baseball, but there are many, many other opportunities to get people active and engaged. And being part of a participant and part of a team, part of something larger than themselves, and engaged in athletic activities that are good for their health and good for their minds. And that well-rounded approach to sports has served this city and this state extremely well. Your leadership has been fantastic. And Jim, I welcome you in this new capacity. You obviously have big shoes to fill, but as everybody around this table said, you're the right person for the next phase of the Oregon Sports Authority. And Doug, as always, thanks for your altruism and your focus on the community and your leadership at the Oregon Sports Authority. It's greatly appreciated. I vote aye, obviously. The report is accepted. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.